Thank you for coming to my presentation today. I'd like to talk to you about my study that involves far red light, perennial seedlings, and a growth chamber. Why seedling production? Well, the 2012 Ag Census reports that there are more than 1,500 farms engaged in seedling, liner, plug, and cutting production, with 359 hectares under protection, and a total sales value of $585 million. Seedlings intercept very little of the light that's available to them in the production space, and plants this small can benefit from bigger leaves because, as we all know, bigger leaves means more light interception and possibly more photosynthesis and faster growth, with the potential to shorten cropping cycles and increase profits for growers. Far red light, like the name implies, is on the far right end of the visible spectrum in the 700 to 800 nanometer range. There's a lot of it in sunlight, and plants are quite used to it. Far red light can affect plant growth, morphology, and photosynthesis. Looking at the solar radiation spectrum is a good reminder that plants have evolved under a good amount of far red light. So why add far red? Well, far red light has been shown to increase photosynthesis. And McCree's data shows the photosynthetic response of absorbed quanta at each wavelength under low light conditions, which for far red light is low, but he only looked at the effects of individual colors and not any possible synergistic effects. A former lab member of ours, Xuyang Zhen, she did a study with far red light and lettuce, and she got a typical response, light response curve with increase in photosynthetic rate with increasing PPFD. But when she added far red light, she found a significant synergistic effect of the far red light on the net photosynthetic rate. Far red light can also induce a shade avoidance response. So if you have a dense upper canopy, the upper canopy will absorb all the light, blocking the light to the plants below, telling them they're in the shade. And when there's a lot of far red light in shade. So if plants are shaded, if plants are shaded, light will limit their growth. And to avoid the shade, some plants will grow taller, and others will make bigger leaves to capture more light. Here's a good example of bigger leaves on plants grown under a far red light treatment compared to plants with no far red. So phytochromes are important photoreceptors that detect light and light quality. They monitor the light conditions, and they're constantly making adjustments to the plants to processes within the plant. There are two interconvertible forms, phytochrome far red, which is originally synthesized in this form, and it absorbs red light with a maximum peak around 660 nanometers, and it's considered the biologically inactive form. So when light enters the plant cell during the day, phytochrome red is quickly converted to phytochrome far red, which absorbs far red light with a max peak around 730 nanometers, and it's considered the biologically active form that can directly create responses in the plant and also impact gene expression. So phytochrome far red regulates several things within the plant, including growth and the shade avoidance response. In this study, our objective was to quantify the effects of supplemental far red LED light on seedling growth in two perennial species, Digitalis and Rudbeckia, grown in a growth chamber. And I want to put an emphasis that this was done in a growth chamber. So we hypothesize that providing supplemental far red light will result in leaf elongation, more photosynthesis, and more growth. But how much far red is optimal? Well, that's what we wanted to try to find out. Our walk-in chamber setup included 3 shelving units, each divided into 6 sections. And in all 18 sections, we installed 2 white LED lights. And in 15 sections, we installed 1 far red LED light bar. And that left 3 sections with no far red as our controls. Seeds were sown in 72 cell trays, and they were germinated under white LED light with an average PPFD of 186 micromoles per meter square per second. And because of the poor and non-uniform germination of the Rudbeckia, as you can see in this photo, I won't include that in my results. So we controlled and monitored the environmental conditions. And over the course of the study, we had a daily average air temperature of 21.5 degrees Celsius, a vapor pressure deficit of 1.3 kilopascals. We provided supplemental CO2 with a daily average of 800 parts per million. We fertigated regularly using an ebb and flow system and a 100 parts per million solution of a 15-5-15 water-soluble fertilizer. Our design consisted of 16 different treatments. We had control with no supplemental far red. And then we had far red levels ranging from 4 to 69 micromoles per meter square per second. And we used a 16-hour photo period. And 20 days after seeding, we turned on the light treatment. And once again, we had an average PPFD of 186 micromoles per meter square per second. And an average DLI of 10.7 moles per meter square per day. This is the basic spectrum of our of white LED light only, measured with a spectroradiometer. This is what it looked like with a low amount of far red added, and this is it with a high amount of far red added. We harvested the seedlings at 54 days, and then we took typical measures of growth, morphology, and photosynthesis, and we analyzed our data using linear regression. Next, I'll talk about our results. For shoot dry weight, we saw significance and linear increase with increasing far red, and there was a 38% increase in shoot dry weight between the control and high supplemental far red. We saw a similar thing with root dry weight. There was a significance and linear increase with increasing far red, but here we saw a 22% increase in root dry weight between the control and high far red. Here's a photo of roots under our control treatment, or control. And here's a photo of roots under a mid-range level of far red. And here's a photo of roots under a high-range level of far red. And you can see a more well-developed root system in the high far red treatment, which is important for seedling production. You want a bigger root, which means the plants could be ready to transplant sooner. So for root fraction, which is the portion of total plant that consists of root, we saw a significance, but it was a linear decrease with increasing far red. Here we saw a 21% decrease. So for high quality seedlings, that's really not a... Oh, thanks, Kelly. For high quality seedlings, that's not really a good thing. However, it wasn't totally unexpected. Because when plants think they're shaded, meaning they're receiving more far red, they allocate more resources to making a bigger canopy rather than producing more roots. So we also looked at morphological effects of far red. So for leaf area, we saw no significant effect of the far red, which is the opposite of what we had expected, because the idea behind adding far red light is partly to get a bigger canopy. And if you get a bigger canopy, the leaves will stretch and they'll be thinner, which then would result in a higher specific leaf area. But that's not what happened. So we saw no significant effect of the far red light on specific leaf area, which is the leaf area divided by shoot dry weight. So we also looked at plant height. So for average plant height, there was a significance and a linear increase with increasing far red. And here we saw a 38% increase in average plant height between the control and the high far red. And then here's a photo of plants from the control. Here's plants from a mid-range of far red. And here's plants from a high range of far red. And like I said, there was a 38% increase in average plant height between the control and the high far red. So we also looked at compactness, which is the shoot dry weight divided by height. And here we saw no effect, which is a good thing, because that's an indication that the plants are bigger but not leggy, which is a concern for many growers. So in conclusion, we found that supplementing with far red light in a growth chamber can improve growth and root development with the potential to shorten cropping cycles and increase profits for growers. And back to the question I posed earlier, how much far red is optimal? Well, we really can't answer that. We couldn't answer that question with this study because we saw positive effects of the far red light across all levels of far red without reaching a saturation point. So I'd like to acknowledge our funding sources. This was part of the LAMP project funded by USDA. I'd like to acknowledge American Floral Foundation and Fluence Bioengineering. And with that, I'll take any questions, and thanks for coming.
Yes. Thank you. I'm curious about your leaf count, leaves per plant.
Yes.
Number of leaves per plant. Is there any difference with leaf and far red?
We saw no significance because we did count the leaves. And, you know, we measured other things like chlorophyll content index and photosynthesis, but there was no significance and, you know, we're limited on time, so. Yes?
There's a plug grower that's just out east of Iowa State University, and I like to go back after conferences and sound smart after hearing all this good stuff. But they're in a greenhouse, and if I were to say try adding a little bit of far red, what would you suggest they try in a greenhouse as far as
We'd have to talk to TC about that one, because he's looked at far red in the greenhouse, and yeah. I don't know that I would recommend they add far red. Yeah. Who?
So you need to pay for the far red too. What if you replace the far red and just add red light?
Okay, so the question was, what if you replace the red with far red? Is that the question?
No, my question is, you supplement far red light to your treatments, right?
Yes.
If you supplement your red light, because red light will increase the yield and...
Yeah, well, so we were hoping to get a bigger canopy with the far red, okay? And then a bigger canopy... You know, so we also saw, increase in root dry weight. So we had an increase in root and then an increase in shoot. And the shoot dry weight, shoots were basically growing a little at a faster rate than the roots, but they both increased. So we thought that was a positive thing. Is that good? All right, cool. Thank you.